a continued search for Nancy Guthrie. Of course, the abduction, Tucson, Arizona. We're now over 3 weeks. They took some gloves that they found a couple of miles from her house. Looked to be the same type of gloves that were being worn by the man that was on the porch that they got from the surveillance camera. Nothing proved to come up with the gloves in the, inside the FBI database. That doesn't mean the search is done. So they're going to continue to search for more DNA, and that's where we are today. And then they also had technology yesterday with this sniffer system that we're looking for sniffs coming out of her pacemaker, which is interesting. Tim Dimoff is joining us live this morning. Tim is the president and CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. So, Tim, give us an update. A lot of technology now being used in the search for Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah, Ray, they're using everything possible, which is very good techniques to use in these cases. As far as the DNA, they tested the DNA in the gloves they found against their criminal database. And people need to understand they've only so far have tried to find a match to see if the DNA matched any criminal that had been arrested, convicted, and went to prison. And that came up negative. Now, the next thing they're doing is they're going to match or try to match that DNA in the glove with anybody that they already have a list on that has worked at the house, visited the house, had any type of connection physically with going to the house and knowing the family. So they're going to start to test it on that. The last area they'll utilize the DNA on is what everybody knows as genealogy. They'll see if they can narrow down through genealogy where that DNA or who that DNA belongs to. Now, secondly, the sniffer, they utilize a helicopter, and what they're looking for is a signal still coming from the pacemaker, and they're flying the helicopter over the immediate and expanded area from where Nancy Guthrie lived, because they could pick up a signal from that pacemaker. When you get in to the third week, unfortunately, they still hope to find Nancy Guthrie alive, but they really have to be honest with themselves and start to also investigate the looking for and discovering of a potential body somewhere. So that's another thing that they're doing. And they're going to keep looking. They've gotten over several thousand tips. So they've got a whole team trying to narrow down and follow up on these tips, because probably somewhere in those tips is somebody that knows an awful lot or, was involved in this abduction. But they're still working diligently, but their odds of finding her keep decreasing as each day approaches.
Tim Dimoff is with us, President and CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. He has done this type of search work for most of his professional career. And I wanted to bring that up, Tim, because as you just mentioned, we're now over 3 weeks into this search. We initially heard ransom notes, and educate all of us right now. People were wanting Bitcoin dollars. It seems like there's no correspondence going on right now from the abductors and the Guthrie family pertaining to dollars. Or maybe they're just not sharing that, but they were sharing all of that at the beginning. And now the whole thing, the attention is turned into a search and try to find Nancy. Update us. I mean, is this the normal course, or as you're looking at this abduction from the outside in, when we're not hearing from the abductors, who we think, if they were not just pretending to be the abductors, They were wanting dollars at the beginning, and now there's no correspondence. With your experience, what does this tell you?
Well, if the FBI and the Sheriff's Department really felt strongly about this communication for a ransom amount of Bitcoin, my experience tells me there would have been more effort, stronger effort, and a stronger belief that the person or persons they were communicating with briefly really had Nancy Guthrie, and they would have moved forward to provide that monetary amount and obviously later on try to trace it and try to find out who it was. But from the beginning, it just, to me, did not appear as a real valid and serious ransom offer. And I'm going to throw out, based on my experience and what I'm reading and people that I've talked to in the law enforcement, I think when Nancy was abducted, I think something went wrong. She could have just panicked. She could have had a heart attack. There's some blood on the porch. I think something went wrong, and I think there's a good chance she either died that night when they abducted her or very shortly after. And then that causes a problem for the abductors. They no longer have anybody alive that they can verify they have alive. And the FBI would be communicating with them and say, okay, ask her these couple questions that she only knows. And they didn't have the ability to do that. And I think the FBI and the Sheriff's Department determined something went wrong initially or very quickly after, and they really needed to shift their focus. So I think we're really dealing with something in that realm.
And then, Tim, the other question I had for you, and I kind of agree with your assessment there for my knowledge, and, of course, you have all the experience. I guess my other thought process with this, when you look at an abduction like this, and I'm sure they have investigated, and educate us a little bit. You go through people, what, that maybe visited the house, maybe delivery people, maybe maintenance workers, maybe a roofer, someone who cleaned the glass, maybe a person who cleans the house or something. You kind of go through the investigations, right, Tim? You go through all of those people, and you continue to widen that search as we go on. With us 3 weeks into this, I mean, again, through your experience, are you tending to think that it was someone maybe that came in contact with either Nancy or the house in the last couple of months and saw an opportunity?
I think definitely whoever was involved had some physical contact with the house, with Nancy, and was somewhat familiar with who she was, where she lived alone, and some knowledge of the physical layout of the house. And in many, many cases, this tends to be true. And I'm sure the FBI still has a team that is only focused on filtering out, talking to, interviewing, checking out anybody and everybody that's had any contact with the house. And I don't think they're over with it. I think that's a large pool of people, and I think they're putting a lot of resources towards that. But in my mind, this was not somebody that had never been there, doesn't know about Nancy, and really had to have some sort of contact. They went there and they said, wow, this lady's 80-some years old, lives alone, and about she's got a couple cameras and a doorbell camera, and, you know, she's the celebrity's mom. This is a great opportunity. And I hate to say it, but I really think that's where all this originated from.
Tim, with the tentacles, and I'm not sure if I saw this, but I thought I read something about, have they ruled out family members and the connections to the family members? Have you seen anything like that at this point?
The word is, and the information coming out is that they, quote unquote, finally have ruled out the family members for that. And just like the gloves they got, even though they ruled the family members out, they're going to test all the family members' DNA against the DNA in that glove. Nobody is going to be exempt from a crisscrossing or a testing of the DNA in that glove. And there's a lot of people that have been in and out and around that house that they still need to test the DNA against. This is far from over, and the DNA right now becomes a crucial piece of information that could lead the law enforcement to who the abductors were. Once again, they're spending night and days going through all these tips, and the tips are in the thousands, and it's just going to take a lot of time, and I think they're going to stay focused on all those tips also.
Tim, the last thing I had, we're talking with Tim Dimoff, President Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services, and this is a really sad story, but for all of us to learn something from this story. Nancy Guthrie, as you just mentioned a couple of moments ago, 84 years of age, living by herself. She's got a ringtone camera, and that's it. With your work in investigative services and slash security, how about all of us families listening and watching this story unfold? What can we do a little bit better to protect those loved ones and our lives as they get a little bit older?
Well, I think today compared to years ago, there's great technology that can really assist or increase the security of your loved ones, especially our parents and grandparents and older generation family members. And we really need to utilize the technology, and there's all sorts of unique and very efficient technology that can really allow an older person to still live in their home, but to be under a much more stronger security posture in their home. And that's where we got to go. The other option, obviously, is that we don't allow our older generation to live by themselves anymore. But that's something that many of them don't want to give up. So I punt the ball and go to, let's really secure those homes. There are so many homes that my company, Sachs Consulting, we consult on, and people call us all the time. And we explain to them and show them ways to really how they can secure their homes and secure their loved ones. So we really, all of us, need to review that with our older family members.
And I think years gone by, folks, right, all of us with that technology of cameras and security system, we would say, oh, my goodness, the price of that, it's really expensive, it's really detailed, I don't know how to do that. They've really simplified it. Technology has come a long way, and embrace the technology is what Tim is saying. Tim, thanks for the extended visit this morning, my friend. Really great insight into this abduction, and certainly even beyond that with the story. Thanks again for making time for me, my friend.
Thank you, Ray, and prayers continue for the Guthrie family. Thank you.